Welcome to Bristol Radio, your one-stop shop for all things audio from Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into another race weekend recap here on the Bristol Motor Speedway Facebook page. I'm Kayla Vinci of NASCAR on Fox. Great to have you guys joining us here on a, what's today, a Tuesday? Yeah, I'm all backwards because it was a very eventful weekend of racing, obviously, to the fact that it rained, and once again, we were having a Monday night edition race instead of Sunday. But hey, you know, you win some, you lose some. The good news is they got the race in out there in Michigan, but it was not without some delays, unfortunately. So let's start, obviously, with the truck series is first that I want to discuss. They were racing out in Fort Worth, Texas. For a stretch of races, they have quite a few standalone events coming up. Actually, this weekend they're paired with the Xfinity Series. But this point in the season for the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series, they do have a number of races that are at different venues than where the Cup Series are competing at. So this weekend was one of those. And they were in Texas. They actually had IndyCar racing out there as well. So that's something a little bit different. But what about Greg Biffle? I mean, here's this guy, we haven't seen him in quite some time that he hadn't been in a race vehicle, and he comes out and he races for Kyle Busch Motorsports and he wins the race. It was pretty cool. And again, I always tell you guys to weigh in, share your thoughts, your comments, what you think about the racing that you saw, and make sure you do that throughout the show. So anyways, back to Greg Biffle. That was his 17th career win in the Truck Series. He's a past champion in the Truck Series from 2000, and like I said, he's had a number of wins in that series. But it had been a very long time since he had actually raced in a truck. If you recall, when we were at Texas earlier in the year, he did turn some practice laps for Kyle Busch. But yeah, hadn't raced in a long time. Someone saying, we hear you from Palm Springs, California. Michael Long, hey, I bet that's a really nice place to live. It sounds like it would be. Chris Perkins also commenting and saying, Bristol is on my bucket list. Well, good news for you is the Bristol race is coming up in just a couple of weeks. So you can see there's some posts that say where you can get your tickets. You can purchase those obviously through BristolMotorspeedway.com. So if you're watching right now and you can see some links that will send you to a place you can purchase your tickets. But back to the truck race, big win for Greg Biffle. He got the Triple Truck Challenge was the first weekend we had that, which was the extra monetary incentive for the drivers, for the teams. So he got the extra money. Good for him. I thought it was funny when he was in Victory Lane on the Fox broadcast that he said, you know, I've been out of a job for a while, so this is good. This is good that I got this extra money. So also, it was a great race for Matt Crafton, who I feel like all throughout the course of this season has been such a model of consistency. He's only had one finish that was outside the top 10. He's been really strong. That was his best finish so far this year, though, the runner-up to Greg Biffle. But it seems like they've been really strong so far this year. Tyler Ankrum was another person I had written down from the Truck Series race who finished third. That's his best career finish. Pretty impressive for him because he really has not been in the trucks very, very long to get that finish at one of the tougher racetracks that we go to. So those guys are going to Iowa this weekend where they will do a doubleheader, as I mentioned, with the Xfinity Series. So Cup is off this week. But those two series are not, which means I'm also not off because we do the pre-race show, obviously, for the Truck Series. We will have that on Saturday evening. Which it does bring me to the Xfinity Series, where I feel like every single week I have been talking about Tyler Reddick, but I really have been tremendously impressed by him this season. He's 23 years old. He's been racking up wins already. Now he's got his sixth career win. He's won three of the last five. I just think he has really come into his own in a race organization that we haven't always seen perform kind of head and shoulders perhaps above the others with Richard Childress Racing. That's not to knock them, but I think in the Xfinity Series we've seen, you know, Joe Gibbs Racing, Junior Motorsports, those are usually the teams that are kind of in that win conversation. But now we have with Richard Childress Racing Tyler Reddick very much getting it done. Someone just sent me a comment that said, hello from Idaho. I proposed to my wife at Bristol last year, April race, love it. Jeremy Tucker sent that. That's pretty cool that you guys got engaged at a racetrack. I'm assuming she said yes, so. anyways, moving on back to Xfinity race. I was also impressed by Noah Gregson. I felt like he had a really strong performance. He was the runner-up. And if you kind of look at the last couple of races, he's finished fourth, sixth, and second. So obviously, you know, they are starting to have some things coming together for that team. When I spoke to Noah at Charlotte, he said, you know, it had kind of been coming together a little slower for him than he had hoped, I guess, in those Xfinity cars. But a great run for them. That will certainly be a momentum booster for them, I think, as they go to Iowa, which obviously Noah has experience in Iowa racing there in the trucks last year. Michael Annett had a third place performance. That was his best finish since his win in Daytona, if you recall. It feels like it was ages ago. Michael Annett did win that Daytona Xfinity race. Big moment for them, had locked themselves into the playoffs, but had kind of had maybe not as many finishes in the top five and things like that that they had wanted since they got that victory, but a really good effort as well by them. So that leads me to the Cup race. What'd you guys think of this race? You know, once it finally happened, Monday night, I didn't feel like this was one of the most eventful races that we've had throughout the course of the year. Each week you kind of go into it, you don't really know what to expect because of the aero package, especially these tracks that we're, you know, still going to for the first time this year. But I felt like it was a flawless race and execution from obviously Joey Logano and the 22 team. And that particular race, you know, I learned this week talking with some of the different drivers and stuff that Michigan actually holds a lot of prestige because of the manufacturers that are based there, Ford being one of them. So to win at that track is a really big deal for the manufacturers. So for Joey to be able to do that with Penske, the Blue Oval, you know, that's a big moment. That's a good check mark for that organization to have this season to get the victory there. And I really felt like they had the car to beat the entire race because you felt like people could kind of get to him, but you couldn't really pass him. And, you know, he was just, they were very strong. And on pit road and things like that, they really had it together for Joey. So good for him. I know there's probably a lot of Joey Logano fans that are tuning in and listening. So that was definitely big for them to finish out, you know, this week when we have that off week looming before we go to Sonoma to end on that high note and get the victory. Someone is commenting about, I'm still pulling for Kyle Larson and the 42. So I actually had a chance to talk to Kyle Larson just earlier today. I interviewed him for Race Hub on Fox Sports 1. And he was out in Mooresville today doing a special paint scheme unveil for his Daytona car. That's a patriotic paint scheme. And he actually was at a restaurant, well, a coffee shop that is for veterans. Everything in the coffee shop had, you know, veteran memorabilia, things like that. There were a ton of veterans who were there to meet Kyle Larson and get to interact with him, obviously the tie to this patriotic paint scheme. So it was really neat, and that's something that will be coming up, obviously, in Daytona, where you can see that special 42 car in action. But my point is, I had a chance to talk to Kyle, obviously, about his race. He had a top 15 performance, and he said it actually he felt like this was a really good race for them. He said practice wasn't that great, but by race time, the 42 car, it was good. As we saw, he was really strong in the stages. So he felt like that was definitely a race that they can build on. And he said that he feels like they have a lot of good tracks that are coming up for him as well. Sonoma of the road course. He said, I really like racing at Chicago. So Kyle Larson feels like things are moving in the right direction for them and that they have some of his better tracks are coming up on the schedule. Michigan, of course, is one of them because he won three races in a row there previously. So didn't get the victory, but did get a top 15 performance. Other notables that I had written down, obviously a great run for Daniel Suarez, who finished in the top five. Martin Truex Jr. also right there, very much in the mix. He had probably one of the best cars as well, it appeared. And Kurt Busch, his last runner-up performance was back at Bristol, who we're going to talk about here in just a minute. He seemed very happy, I thought, at the end of the race, Kurt Busch. Felt like they had a really strong car and overall just a good day for them. So he was happy. Some other drivers did not seem too happy, I thought, in some of their post-race interviews, but you will have that. So those were some of the notables, again, that I just kind of picked out throughout the course of the race. Someone is saying Joey jumped the restart. Well, I'm not going to comment on that, but I am going to remind you guys of some things that are upcoming that you all should be aware of, activities and things that are happening at Bristol Motor Speedway. Just this weekend, the NHRA Thunder Valley Nationals will be happening out there. Kids 12 and under get in free all throughout the course of the weekend, which sounds like a really cool opportunity for the kids. And it is Father's Day weekend. I'm sure many of you, if you are fathers and you're watching and you have plans, this would be something awesome to do with your kids. So again, the Thunder Valley Nationals, NHRA, is this weekend. And as I always talk about every single week with you guys, the Bristol races are coming up. And I always talk about them because I want to remind you guys to go get your tickets. Again, there's a link that's listed here on this stream for you to go and check it out and purchase your tickets. But it's the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race. It is August 17th, Saturday night racing under the lights. Doesn't get much better than that. Kids Cup tickets are just $10 with new teen pricing in 2019, with teens getting 50% off. So again, lots of great incentives with the good ticket prices. Cool ticket package I want to tell you guys about as well. For $69, you can get a grandstand ticket, a Bass Pro Shops hat, and an exclusive Q&A with Martin Truex Jr., who he's a pretty cool dude, and I think he would love to hang out with all of you fans. So that is a great price to get all those things. I think anytime you can get a meet and greet stuff with drivers, those are really neat opportunities that you can't always find. So check that out as well. Also, we've been talking about it quite a bit over the last couple of weeks about the Alabama concert that will be happening at the Thunder Valley Amphitheater, presented by Ballad Health, which that is the new Tri-Cities premier outdoor concert venue. That concert will be taking place Saturday night, July 27. So again, you can buy your tickets to Alabama. Who doesn't like Alabama? I mean, come on, they have a ton of hits. Great iconic band that has been touring for decades. So they will be coming out to the Bristol area July 27, and you can buy your tickets for that as well on bristolmotorspeedway.com. And sorry, I stepped out of the frame there for a moment. So lots of stuff going on. Thank you to the fans who are commenting and saying hello. I always appreciate all of you fans that tune in and join us and talk some racing and the things that you saw and that you liked and that you didn't like. It's hard to believe that we were already starting to cross over from the regular season, that we've passed the halfway mark of the regular season. And we have not had a ton of race winners. I feel like there's been a number of guys who've been able to get multiples at this point. Still have not seen a Stewart Haas Racing car go to victory lane, and I'm going to keep saying it until we do, because I still truly believe that is probably one of the biggest surprises for me this year, is the fact that we have not seen a Stewart Haas Racing car win. And I feel like we're starting to sense a little bit of that frustration, just a tiny bit, from Kevin Harvick, because he had a good car yesterday. He was fast. At certain points, I kind of was like, maybe it is his day. But you know, after the race, he felt like there was some miscommunication, some mistakes were made, and you could tell the frustration for sure is starting to mount. And I imagine it would be after everything he was able to accomplish last season. He was so strong last season. So for them to come out and not have been able to get any of their four cars to victory lane yet is pretty surprising. Someone else just commented in about Hendrick Motorsports and the struggles they've had. Well, I actually feel like we have seen Hendrick Motorsports really turn a corner in the recent weeks. Really, since Chase Elliott got that victory at Talladega, I felt like things were just progressing in the right direction for them. I know it might seem like glaringly obvious about Jimmy Johnson, why hasn't he won yet? But they're having, slowly but surely, things are coming together. They've been getting a lot of poles, which nowadays with this aero package, track position and good qualifying efforts is so important, because if you have bad qualifying efforts, you're just stuck behind right from the get-go. So Hendrick, I think they're starting to come around. We'll see. We're going to Sonoma in a week. I'm not, actually, but some of the people in the industry are. We have this week off for the Cup Series, and then going off to the road course of Sonoma, Napa Valley, one of the coolest stops on the entire circuit, I can honestly say. It's a great venue, and road course racing, I feel like, is always just kind of a unique challenge for the teams. So I will not be with you guys, obviously. Well, maybe we could still do a recap video, actually, for Trucks and Xfinity, if you guys want to join me next week for that. So thank you once again to everyone who tuned in today. Always great talking with you guys, and I will be back with you guys soon on the Bristol Motor Speedway Facebook page. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for listening. Like Bruton always says, we work for the fans, and we like making sports and entertainment fun here at Bristol. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, we'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with all of your friends on all your favorite social media channels. Like, follow, or tag BMS Updates so we can join in on the fun too. It's Bristol, baby.